That weekend, in our house, everybody was there. All of my brothers, my sister, was at my parents' house. All of the in-laws, the outlaws, everybody was there for the game. And we were all in my parents' very large front room. There were lots of sofas and chairs that had been extra brought in. The game had already started. Most of the girls had been doing girly stuff, like painting toenails and that, so most of us were in little pairs of shorts and tank tops. Eventually, as we started to kind of drift into the front room, it was quite chilly. And my mother was of the opinion that duvets and blankets were needed. My sister-in-law was there. And she is stunning. And not just on the outside, but the inside too. She's a beautiful woman. She's sweet, she's kind, she's sexy, she's sassy, she's funny. She has legs that go everywhere. The most beautiful pert tits, big, sultry mouth, big eyes, long hair. Just how my brother holds her down, I don't fucking know. He's a lucky son of a bitch. But she came and sat down next to me on the sofa. Snagged a duvet from my mother. Pulled it over us. And then she somehow maneuvered my feet over her lap. So my knees were across her lap. And she was sat underneath them. My feet were almost touching my brother-in-law on the other side. He wasn't paying any attention. He was busy with the game. And so we found ourselves in a little cocoon. I could feel her legs against the back of my ankles. I could feel her hands wrapped around my knees. My knees were bent, and she pulled them against her chest. Both her hands were underneath the duvet, against my skin, and she just slid her fingertips down the back of my thigh, just halfway up, halfway down, and the other hand up and down my calf. She looked straight at me and bit her fucking lip. And then she smirked. And I swear to God, the world stood still when she looked me straight in the eye and said, "Are you as wet and horny as I am?" What the actual fuck? This is my sister-in-law. My brother's across the way. My brother-in-law is a seat down from her. I'm in the corner of the sofa. I have my legs over her. All of my family are around us, but nobody's paying attention. She slid her hand down the outside of my thigh. Her arm was wrapped around both my legs, and she just slid just under the edge of my shorts. And I swear to God, I nearly jumped a foot in the air. "Shh," she said. "I just want to feel you. Can I? Please?" You have to understand, I, up until now, had my sister-in-law basically on a pedestal. Perfect, innocent, sweet, lovely. But here she is, running her fingertips up under the edge of my shorts. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't answer her. I just nodded. I have no idea whether I said anything. I don't think I did at that point. And she bit her lip and looked at me and said, "I've always wanted to know what you taste like. You are fucking beautiful." Fuck. She then kind of leaned a little bit as if we were just deep in conversation. And then she slid her hand between my thighs, moved my legs open a little bit. And then slid her hand down on her fingertips until she played against the crotch of my shorts and my panties. Oh, Jesus. Fuck. I just slammed my lips together and tried not to let any murmur out whatsoever. She wrapped an arm around my shoulders, pulled me to her. And then I heard someone say something, and her reply was, "Oh, I think Kitten's just got a bit of a headache. She's fine. I'll look after her." Seriously? She had her hand between my thighs, had pulled me in close, and had given a fucking excuse. Where had this siren come from? She was so fucking confident and determined, and when she just teased her finger under the edge of the crotch of my panties and shorts, I nearly came off the sofa. "I want to taste you," she whispered in my ear. "It's been killing me to know what you fucking taste like. I just want to taste. Will you let me push my finger a little deeper so I can taste you?" I just nodded. I wanted it. I wanted her to touch me. I wanted her to run her fingers along my slit. And when she did, I had to force myself to stay still. My whole fucking family was around. And then she pulled her fingers out. And she slid the finger in her mouth. I don't know how she suppressed the moan, but she did. I just heard a little squeak. But her face was ecstasy, and then she looked at me and said, "I would love to taste this from the source, but this is the best I can do right now. And I want more. Will you let me slide my fingers in? Will you let me play with you?" Nobody fucking heard. The game was loud. Everybody else was loud. No one was paying attention to us. I dropped my head back and just nodded. I had no idea what to say. This fucking goddess had her fingers in my cunt within seconds. She slid one in and then out, and then circled my clit, and then she slid two in and out and round my clit. I had to clamp my fucking legs tight around her arm to stop from fucking moving. And then we looked like we were just half asleep, the pair of us. Heads really close together, but she was whispering in my fucking ear, "I'm gonna fuck you harder with my fingers. I'm gonna have you come all over my fingers. Yeah, you're gonna fucking come." I'm like, "No, no, 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 no. I can't make any fucking noise. No." But her fingers were fucking relentless. Round and round and round, over and over and over again. Just round my clit, across my clit, on my clit, in my cunt. At one point, she slid down to that little space between my asshole and my cunt and just kneaded it with her finger, getting it all wet. Then she skinned my asshole and I nearly lost it. But then she was back again and two fingers were curled in my cunt. I felt her reach for something, and she came back with something from the snack bowl. I don't even know what it was, to be honest. I can't even remember. But it was there in her hand. And she pushed me and she pushed me and she pushed me until finally I couldn't hold it any fucking longer. She shoved the snack in my mouth and told me, "Bite down." I don't know what it was. Something, I don't know. It wasn't crunchy. It was squidgy. It could have been a marshmallow. I don't know. I don't fucking care. I came all over her fucking hand. I just couldn't fucking help myself. I couldn't. And she pulled her fingers out of my cunt. And she licked them clean. And then she settled back in to watch the game, whilst her hand was back under the covers, caressing my calf. For the next couple of hours, as we finished watching the game and everyone kind of went off to do their own thing before dinner, she stayed quite close to me. Little occasional brushes. She came up behind me at one point at the kitchen cabinet to help me get something down, and her breasts were against my back. And she kissed my neck. No one could have seen she was right behind me. "You can touch me," she said. "You can touch me anytime you like. I want you to touch me. I want you to fuck me with your fingers. I want you to taste my cunt." She just kept whispering to me over and over and over again. She was staying that night. Her and my brother were in his room, or his old room, I should say. I had my old room. But I was the only one in there. I didn't bring anybody with me. I didn't have anybody. And so when everybody had gone to sleep and everybody had put lights out and it was quiet in the house, I heard my door open. And there she was, standing in a tiny little shimmy, with no panties and no bra, looking like a fucking... I don't even know how to explain it. She was a fucking goddess. And she walked around to my side and she pulled the covers off of me. I don't sleep in anything. And she stood by the side of the bed and she ran her hands over my tits. She played with my nipples. She caressed the back of her knuckles down my tummy. "Open your legs," she said. So I opened my fucking legs. "What do you want?" she said. "You. I want you to make me come. With your mouth, with your fingers, with your tongue, I don't fucking care. Just please touch me. More, please. I hadn't been able to concentrate on anything for the rest of the afternoon. I had screwed stuff up. I had dropped stuff. I had given people the wrong drinks. I had just completely lost it after she'd made me come on the sofa. She was all I could fucking think about. And she caressed her fingers into my cunt, pulled them back, and they were dripping, and she told me, "Open your fucking mouth." Just to hear her swear was so fucking hot. And so I opened my mouth, and she ran her fingers around my lips before putting them in my mouth and making me suck them clean of my own fucking juices. "I've had the smell of you on my fingers since I fucked you on the couch." Jesus fucking Christ. It was just surreal to have her there. She lay down on the bed next to me, on her side, pulled a leg over hers, my leg over hers, and then started playing with my cunt with her fingers. She kissed me. Fuck, did she kiss? She was all sin and fucking hellion and... "Do you want to taste me?" "Yes, please. Yes. Fuck yes," I replied so quickly and I tripped over myself. So she flew onto her back. And I stood down between her legs, pushed them apart and just fucking dove my tongue in. There was no finesse, there was nothing. I'd been with women before, it's not like I hadn't. I knew what to do. But she was just hands in my hair, pulling me into her cunt, wrapping her legs around me, arching her back, mewling. Jesus fuck, she was feral. "Finger fuck me." "Yes, ma'am." So I finger fucked her. I finger-fucked her as I sucked her clit into my mouth, and she went off the fucking cliff. She came so hard she had my pillow across her face. And then she wanted to feel my pussy against her. We scissored, rubbing our cunts against each other. "Do you have toys in that drawer?" she said, looking at my bedside cabinet. "Yes. I have a long dildo. Do you want to share it?" And so we shared it. One end of the dildo in my tight, wet cunt, and the other end in her tight, wet cunt, and we fucked that dildo, and we mashed our cunts together as hard as we could. We rubbed our clits, we rubbed each other's clits. We fondled each other's tits, we pulled nipples. In hushed tones and dark shadows, we fucked and we fucked and we fucked. It was exhilarating and horny and hot and passionate. We kissed with the taste of each other on our mouths. We fucked until our cunts were sore. We came until there was nothing fucking left. Nothing. She was in fucking satiable. My sister-in-law fed me her cunt over and over and over again. If I never got to taste her again, I knew that I'd never fucking forget the taste of her. She was like honey. Honey mixed with sin. She was fucking delicious. My jaw hurt, my mouth hurt, my tongue hurt from eating her. My hips hurt from fucking with her. But we fucked for hours. And she fell asleep in my bed, wrapped around me. And in the early hours before she went back to my brother, she fucked me with her fingers again. The next morning we did breakfast and then everybody went on their merry way. Sunday breakfast in our house is always lovely. But I was fucking exhausted. Exhausted and still horny and sore. Still wet as fuck. My phone pinged with a text message. My sister-in-law. "Thursday night, your brother is leaving for a few days. Why don't you come and stay with me and bring all your toys?" Abso-fucking-lutely. She kissed me goodbye on the cheek and cuddled me. Whispered in my ear, "I can still fucking taste you and I still want more." And then left, hand in hand with my brother. Needless to say, the Thursday night through to the Sunday, we fucked like bunnies in every conceivable way. I took her over every surface, up against every wall, and she did the same to me. We were in fucking satiable. Yes. Yes, that was a particularly tiring, horny, and spectacular weekend. So, I'm sure I'll be back with more stories about my sumptuous sister-in-law.